The Gemara Masechta Gittin Daf Lamed Chesam Beis quotes of Chibar Abba Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Shtei Mishpachas Hayu Yerushalayim. There were two families in Yerushalayim. Achas Kavas Sutz B'Shapsa. One would eat its meal during the time when the Rav would say the Drasha. V'achas Kavas Sutz B'Erev Shabbos. V'shteim Nekru. And both of these families, there is no Zeich from them, were completely destroyed. And Rashi, in explaining Achas Kavas Sutzah B'Erev Shabbos, brings two pshatim. And Emet Hashem and Ashurim, Be'ezer Hashem Yisborach, we will discuss the halacha of both of these pshatim. One pshat, Rashi says, is that they were kavei suda, they ate a meal on Erev Shabbos. And the halacha is that one may not eat a meal on Erev Shabbos. Before we look in the Shulchan Aruch, Arachayim, Simen, Reish, Mem, Tes, Sif, Beis. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Osul, Kfoy, Be'er, Shabbos, Sudo, Mishta, Shena, Rogel, Me'echoyel. A person may not make a meal on Erev Shabbos, and the Mishnah Berurah says, so too is the halacha on Erev Yontif. And the B'Alocha says, even if the person, Baruch Hashem, is a very wealthy person, and he always has big banquets and meals going on in his home, Erev Shabbos, one may not make such a meal. V'afilu hisidus erison, even if it's a suda of erison. And as the Mishnah Berurah points out, what does the Shulchan Aruch mean that you're not allowed to make a sudas erison on Erev Shabbos? It means if this couple has been engaged already before. So don't pick and choose to make your sudas erison on Erev Shabbos. Moreover, says the Mishnah Berurah, however, the minig, that when a couple gets engaged, they make a vart or l'chaim, and they don't really make anything elaborate, that may be made on Erev Shabbos. And the reason why this may not be done, says the Shulchan Aruch, make kfar Shabbos. It involves kavod Shabbos, shikonos l'Shabbos k'shutov lechol. A person is supposed to enter into Shabbos when he's anxious to eat. And therefore, v'kol hayoyim b'chal iser. The entire day is awesome. And the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Yud Zayin specifies that particularly in the winter when the days are very short, and if one is going to eat a full meal, he won't, even though the Shulchan Aruch, the Mishnah Berurah says that the Zman is from Tesh Shas and on, which is on a regular day about 3 o'clock, but if Shabbos is very short, that Friday is very short, and if you're going to eat a big meal on Friday, you will not be able to eat Friday night, then the entire day you shouldn't eat more than you should. The Chasam Sofer never washed on Erev Shabbos. Daruch HaShulchan here in Sif Vav says that on Friday he never ate a meal. He just was time. He just tasted food, but he didn't sit down to a full meal. And that's why, already from Friday morning, people should avoid eating a full meal. And the Mishnah Berurah actually adds another reason why one shouldn't eat a full meal on Erev Shabbos. One reason is, as we're explaining, because if you're going to eat a full meal on Erev Shabbos, you won't be able to eat Friday night properly. And the other reason is that you'll be busy eating and you won't have time to prepare for Shabbos. And therefore, the Bach says certainly after Chatzos, everybody should be makpid not to sit down to full meal. I saw that the Chazon Ish was makpid that Friday he ate his lunch always before Chatzos. And therefore, if a person doesn't have to eat a full meal on Friday, certainly after Chatzos, he should avoid eating this. Certainly, the Paiskim say, the Tilal David says this, a person on Friday should eat less than he normally eats. Should eat less than he normally eats every day of the week. And therefore, the minig is that any suda, even a suda's mitzvah, that doesn't have to take place on Friday, we don't make on Friday. A wedding, we discussed many times in different gemaras, that in those times it was quite common that the actual chuppah took place late Friday afternoon, but the suda only took place on Friday night. The minig is that we don't make a sheva brachas on Friday, and a sudas tanoim, we just saw, and Mishnah Berurah says, if they're not going to be serving anything really substantial, just like some cake and nash, it's fine. Otherwise, don't do it on Friday. A suda for a siyum. So the Mishnah Berurah and the Bir Halacha, the Devarei Maskil, Oy Pidyon HaBen, is actually lenient in allowing a sudas siyum to take place on Friday. However, there are many Paiskim that say that since the siyum does not necessarily have to take place on Friday, we could do it another time. And the same thing the Aruch HaShulchan says in Sif Zayin regarding a bar mitzvah. Since you don't have to make the bar mitzvah Friday by day, you can make the bar mitzvah Thursday night. Don't make the bar mitzvah Friday by day, which will lead into the issues that we're discussing. But the Ramah says, Hagav suda shizmana erev Shabbos, but suda that has to take place on erev Shabbos, kigayim brismila pidyon haben mutter. If it has to, it's a brismila, and today's the day for the bris or the pidyon haben. Kain nearly v'kain amagam poshut. And the Paiskim say that even a bris that is delayed, the child cannot have the bris on the eighth day. But now it's Friday, and he's ready to have a bris milah. We can make the bris milah on Friday. And the same thing with a pinyon haben, that even though the time for the pinyon haben should have been earlier, and for whatever reason it was delayed, and now it's Friday, so you're supposed to try to do the pinyon haben as soon as possible. Therefore, do the pinyon haben on Friday. However, the Paiskim say that try to make the pinyon haben in the bris in the morning before chatzos, or certainly at least begin the suda before chatzos, and end it before the shah siris. However, the Paiskim also say that if you're going to be attending such a bris, such a suda, whose man is indeed on Friday, but you're the type of individual that if you're going to eat this meal on Friday, you're not going to be able to eat Friday night, so then you shouldn't eat. And don't participate if there's a minyan without you. In fact, there are Paiskim that say that when you're making a bris or a pinyon haben on a Friday, that we're learning now explicitly in the Ramah, that such a suda may take place on a Friday, you should invite less people than you normally do. It's not really the minig, but there are those that say that invite less people, again, because we don't want so many people to eat on Friday. The Paiskim want to differentiate between what time this suda is taking place. If it's taking place earlier in the day, we could be more lenient. If it's taking place later in the day, we perhaps should be more machmer. So we learned that any suda that's man as Erev Shabbos, you could do an Erev Shabbos. So what happens if Shabbos is Erev Yontif? Sunday is going to be Yontif. So the minig is that we should eat Shal Shudas, but again, we should try to eat Shal Shudas as early as possible. Hashanah Rabbah, by definition, is Erev Yontif of Shmini Atzeres, and of course a suda should be eaten on Hashanah Rabbah. Or we in Chutz La'aretz who keep 2 days yontif, we're allowed to eat a suda on the afternoon of the first day yontif, even though tonight is yontif again. Similarly, if it's Rosh Chodesh, those that eat a suda Rosh Chodesh, or Purim that comes out on Friday, in all these situations, since this is the zman for the suda, the halacha is that you can make the suda on Erev Shabbos, but you should do it as early as possible, preferably before Chatzos. The only suda that we can't make before Chatzos is Shal Shudas, because Shal Shudas, the zman of the suda Shal Shudas, is always after Chatzos. If, for whatever reason, you have these sudas that you're supposed to eat on Friday, and it got delayed, you should eat them no matter what time it is, but you should try to eat as little as possible so that you should be able to eat the Friday night suda, and particularly, one should be careful not to drink any intoxicating beverages that will prevent them from eating the suda at night. The Shulchan Aruch continues, V'lecha v'lishtois, b'li kriya suda, afil suda shiragaba b'chol kol ayoy mutta l'haskal min adin. If it's not a full-fledged meal, even though it's a meal that you eat every day of the week, you're allowed to eat any time on Friday. Av mitzvah limnoam l'kvay suda shiragaba b'chol. It's appropriate not to eat that type of a suda b'teshos amala, from after teshos. And then in Sif Gimel, says the Shulchan Aruch, Derech Anshei Maisa L'Sanas B'chol Erev Shabbos. The minig of Anshei Maisa is that they fast every Erev Shabbos, and as the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Yutches says, K'dei Shei Te'evim Lecho B'layla, that they should be anxious and hungry to eat at night. On the other hand, the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Bach in the Magen Avraham, that one shouldn't fast on Erev Shabbos, because if you're going to fast on Erev Shabbos, so when Friday night comes and you come home from shul and it's time to eat the suda, you also won't eat the suda like you're supposed to eat, because you'll be famished. Moreover, we know, say the Paiskim, that after a person fasts many times, he doesn't feel so well. And we don't want to end up with a situation where the person is not feeling well and not able to enjoy the Friday night suda. And that's why there many people have the minig that on Friday afternoon they specifically eat something. And the Magen Avraham quotes what we say in the Zemirois Friday night, Toyamer Chaim Zochu, by being toyam, by tasting from the foods of Shabbos, Chaim Zochu, we will get Arichas Yomim. And there are others that have a minig that they go to sleep on Friday afternoon, again for the same reason that he should come into Shabbos with a clear head and be able to enjoy the Suda Friday night as it's supposed to be.